Happy Thursday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here, Darius Dowd, presenting our macro minute for Thursday, April 16th, 2026. Hope everyone's having a great week. So as always, we'll start with the executive summary from today's leadoff morning note. Let's dive right in. Today's key macro question is the stock market underpricing a deterioration in the U.S.-Israel-Iran ceasefire? Our answer is, from a short-term perspective, yes, at least according to our crowding model. Other elements of our fundamental research summary and quantitative risk management summary that have longer forecasting horizons continue to signal blue skies ahead for, quote, dumb money bulls and storm clouds for, quote, smart money bears. Here are the most important things we learned today regarding the six key macro cycles that influence the momentum and dispersion within and across asset markets on a trend basis, starting with the growth cycle. The latest initial and continuing jobless claims data currently signal a low probability of a developing recession in the U.S. economy, as do the 42 macro Fab 5 recession signaling indicators and 42 macro business cycle model. The April New York Fed Services Sector Survey and March industrial production and capacity utilization data supported our resilient U.S. economy and paradigm C themes. For those who may be new, paradigm C is the grow phase of the cut, grow, print sequence required to address the geopolitically driven supply demand imbalance in the treasury bond market, which has been our core research view since the summer of 2023. The April New York Fed services sector survey data did not support our jobless recovery theme. In China, the Q1 GDP data outperformed our expectation for firming growth in Q1, and the March activity and property supply and demand data generally supported our outlook for firming growth over the medium term. In the UK, the February GDP and industrial production data supported our outlook for moderating growth. Regarding the inflation cycle, the April New York Fed services sector survey data supported our sticky inflation and cooling housing and labor themes. In China, the March property price data supported our outlook for moderating inflation. In the Eurozone, the final March CPI data supported our outlook for moderating inflation over the medium term. Nothing actionable with respect to our Bayesian priors from the monetary policy cycle or the fiscal policy cycle. Regarding liquidity cycle, recall that the PBOC has been the world's most aggressive major central bank in terms of monetary accommodation in recent months. The PBOC's quiet balance sheet expansion is why Chinese liquidity is expanding nearly 20% on a three-month annualized basis, which compares extremely favorably to the Eurozone at down 6%, Japan at down 7%, Switzerland at down 3%, the UK at down 7%, and the US at up only 1%. Investors should keep buying what the Chinese are buying with all this excess liquidity, i.e. gold and international ex-US. And finally, positioning cycle. Pakistan is intensifying diplomatic engagement to extend the US-Iran ceasefire beyond its scheduled expiration next week in order to secure additional runway for negotiating a durable peace accord. U.S. and Iran officials are actively evaluating a two-week ceasefire extension amid mutual reluctance to reinitiate hostilities while negotiating unresolved flashpoints, including Strait of Hormuz access and Iran's nuclear and missile programs. These developments are consistent with our sanguine take on the conflict's resolution. Refer to my Bloomberg surveillance appearance from last Wednesday, April 8th, for more details on that view. Regarding transitioning to our 42 micro dashboard, as always, we'll wrap up with a question from our community. This one's titled Market Action Over the Past 2 Weeks. It says, Darius and community, I've been over 30 years of following the markets. I've never seen this type of market action. The S&P and NASDAQ made a low on March 30th and then has proceeded to go parabolic and run up 15% in the last 2 weeks, making a new all-time high with no let up and huge unfilled gaps. This is abnormal market behavior from where I sit. Generally, the market doesn't rally that way unless it's coming off of a major market bottom in which capitulation selling has already taken place. This was not that. It was relatively minor sell-off from a high due to inflation fears, the Iran war, geopolitics, and resulting rise in energy prices. I fear that the gains are not sustainable as the market seems to be heavily emotionally driven at the moment. While I understand that following Kissinger and Dr. Mo is the way to go, I have a difficult time reconciling such abnormal behavior and sleeping comfortably at night. So excellent question. I think a lot of investors out there sort of feel this way about the rapid recovery we've seen in markets, particularly in the context of not having an official, durable end to the U.S.-Israel-Iran conflict. And more importantly, the conflict is less relevant. But what really matters is we've talked in this program and other programs, the liquidity, the hit to liquidity from the restricted supplies of petroleum products and restricted supplies of fertilizer inputs, that hit to global liquidity is the big issue in terms of asset markets. And so the fact that it is not yet truly resolved has a lot of investors feeling angst about where to from here in terms of the speed with which the markets have recovered. So the first thing I'll say is markets did have a pretty meaningful correction. If you go this chart from Bloomberg this morning, they showed the Bloomberg Magnificent Seven index. You know, at one point it was down 15-16% year to date prior to this rapid recovery that we've seen over the past couple of weeks. And in our view, this rapid recovery makes a lot of sense from a fundamental perspective. Recall that when you look at our active fundamental themes from our fundamental research summary, pair it resilient U.S. economy, paradigm C, productivity boom, jobless recovery, and cooling housing and labor are all bullish themes. We only have one bearish theme, which is sticky inflation, and our source of funds theme is not really bullish or bearish. It's just about, you know, factor guiding investors to the appropriate factor tilts, namely to international small caps and cyclicals. And so when we just broadly scan our fundamental research summary, the distribution of probable economic, market, and policy outcomes has very clearly shifted to the right. The shape and the skew of the distribution has evolved in a bullish manner in recent weeks. And more importantly, in terms of the speed with which markets have recovered, there's two reasons for this, in my opinion. One, we actually did see a meaningful washout in crowded bullish positioning. Recall that we came into 2026, highlighting on Macro Voices and in our macro scouting report that, hey, our positioning model, which tracks every market cycle back to 1987, as was signaling the highest degree of crowded bullish positioning ever in that model. And so we've washed that out by about a third, to the current readings right now. So that's obviously positive in terms of what's given the market an ability to continue recovering. But most importantly, our macro weather model was very consistently signaling tailwinds across a handful of the key macro cycles. Right now, the macro weather model has a modest near-term tailwind for asset markets. It has a meaningful near-term tailwind from the monetary policy cycle. It's signaling a meaningful near-term tailwind from the fiscal policy cycle. It's signaling a modest near-term tailwind from the liquidity cycle. That's a lot of really good stuff that's been happening and continues to happen from the perspective of the key leading indicators of each of those cycles that our macro weather model is tracking on a nowcasting basis. So that's a long-winded way of saying we saw a washout in the positioning that we were warning about coming into the year. And by and large, the fundamentals separate and apart from the U.S.-Israel-Iran conflict and the Strait of Hormuz issues remain extremely positive. And so the markets just getting back to where they were earlier in the year, in my opinion, should have occurred on a very short-term time horizon. Now, the question is, where are we headed from here? And as we have highlighted in today's executive summary and have we recently highlighted, dating back to last Wednesday, we think markets are going to leave the YouTube bear porn community behind this year for the fourth consecutive year in a row and six of the past eight years. And so if we're right on that, then, this will be another good year. So, got to plant your flag. You got to take risk to make money in financial markets. And if we're wrong on that, then Kiss and Dr. Mo will do what they always do, which is risk manage it better than I can as a fundamental oriented investor. So we'll wrap it up there. Jerry's still here presenting our macro minute for Thursday, April 16th, 2026. Best of luck out there today. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. Cheers.
Disclaimer, 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice. And 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives, or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, the employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro Research content. 42 Macro Research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.